You've all been back at school a whole month now. Is it good? No, not a whole month. 3 weeks?
It's alright.
It's alright. It's alright. Have you got used to it?
It's okay.
Are you looking forward to half term?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about Isabel this morning, which is very convenient because she's not here. So I can talk about her all she likes. But all I like, Isabel started Stanwell this year, as did Esther, as did Megan. Oh, thank you, thank you. I'll need those a bit later. And you know what? A couple of months ago, we got this book. And in this book, I'm going to need some specs. Do you know my specs? I thought I had all my props, but an important one I don't have. Okay, in this book, there's a great long list of things that you need if you're starting Stanwell. And being a good mum, I went through this list and looked at everything she needed. So we have for boys and girls, wearing of uniform is compulsory. That means you've got no choice, kids. You have to wear the uniform for all school occasions, including the journey to and from school. Failure could result in exclusion. That means you're not allowed to go to school. And uniform regulations are implemented by all teachers. It's very stern and very, very strict. So, if you're a girl, the first thing you need is, and I put them all in the bag in the wrong order, a coat. And your coat has to be completely black. It cannot have any different colour thread or anything. So you have to search the high street to find a coat in August that's black. So, we have one coat. The only problem with the coat, they don't wear them. Anyhow, never mind, we still have it. Not acceptable, any coats or jackets with lettering, logos or motifs. Coats containing unacceptable materials shall not be allowed. It is unacceptable to wear baggy jumpers, cardigans, hoodies, tracksuit tops, etc., etc., etc. Then, the next thing you need are black shoes. Oh, wonderfully polished. That's good, isn't it? Not scuffed at the moment. So we have black shoes. And then, in a very peculiar order, the next thing you need is a tie. And there are different ties for different stages of being in school. And this is the one you wear when you start school. Then it says something about scarves. We haven't gone on to scarves yet. But if you have a scarf, it must be plain black or navy. Right, no jewellery, no earrings, no facial piercings, no rings, no tattoos, no makeup, no anything like that, which is fair enough, I'm all in favour of that. No badges, no nothing like that, only school stuff. Then you have to have a school jumper and a school skirt and a white shirt and a PE skirt and a PE shirt, and a PE jumper, and PE shorts, and a PE bag to put them in. This is handy, because she's had this one since nursery, so it's the same one we've used in there. And a towel. I have no idea what for, because she's not keen on the shower at best times, so I can't see her using it in school. Right? And you've got to have navy tights, and you've got to have a penny, in case you do anything that you're going to get messy. And an atlas. She doesn't carry that to school. And a dictionary. She doesn't carry that to school either. And then you have your bag to put it all in. And inside your bag, you've got a calculator. And you've got a pencil case. And if we're in luck, inside your pencil case, you've got a rubber and a pen and a protractor and a red pen, and a pencil, and a triangle, and a pencil sharpener, and all sorts of other things that shouldn't be in there. But there we are. There we go. What else? No, I have no idea what that is, so we won't worry about that. So you have your bag, and then, very, very importantly, you have your fob. And you know all about fobs, because fobs are very expensive if you lose them. But the fob is what you get your food on. This, your parents put lots and lots of money into the school account through a machine or through a cheque or whatever, and they scan this to see, to pay for the food you have. Now, do you know what? You can spend £10 in 4 days. At least Isabel spent £10 in 4 days last week. And I said, what on earth have you spent £10? Well, I had a Mars bar every day, and then I had salad, and I hadn't realised that if I had a piece of pizza and a piece of chicken and samosa, that I had to pay for them all separately. So I pointed out to her that £10 for 4 days was really not acceptable, and so she had to have sandwiches for a few days. Teach her a lesson. Anyhow, there's her fob. But, you know, one thing it doesn't say on this list, and I remember when I went to school, when I went to secondary school, we had to have most of this stuff. But the other thing we had to have was this. It was a Bible. Now, I know I went to school a long time ago, but it really, really wasn't that long ago. I mean, well, no, I'm not telling you how long ago it was. We're not having history lessons this morning. But we had to have a Bible. And, you know, our theme this morning, all about being prepared. It's all about the things that if our knights are on a quest, all the things that they need. Now, these are all the things Isabel needs for school. And, you know, if you don't have them with you, you get into terrible trouble. If you're in your maths lesson and you don't have a protractor, you can't measure the angles and you can't do the maths and you end up getting detention. If you don't have your homework diary, you get told off of that. If you don't have your fob, you don't have any lunch. You need all this equipment. But we're told that the best equipment that we can have is the Bible. And inside the Bible, there are all sorts of things to help us with our life, with this great quest that we're on. And we're going to be looking over the next few months about some particular things that God has given us. And I'm going to challenge you over the next month to learn them. There are 9 of them. So I'm just going to read a little bit that tells you what you need. So it says, and I'm paraphrasing a bit of this, if you're guided by God, you won't do wrong things. Yeah? People do all sorts of bad things. They think bad things. They do things that they're ashamed of. They worship idols. They practice witchcraft. They hate other people, and they're hard to get along with. People are jealous, angry, and selfish. They argue, and they cause trouble, and they're envious of other people. They get drunk and they carry on at wild parties and they do other evil things. And I'm telling you, that Paul is writing this, I'm telling you, no one who does these things will share in the blessings of God's kingdom. But these are the things you need to remember now. God's Spirit makes us love, gives us joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And you know what? There's no law, it says this here, there's no law against behaving in any of those ways. Because if we belong to Jesus, those are the things that are in us, and those are the things that we practice. And those are the things that over the next few months, that's what we're going to be looking at. We're on our quest. We're going to look at one of these things every month. So I want you to remember with me, and we're going to test you next month, whether you can remember those 9. Shall we have a go now? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Okay, do you think you can learn those for next month? Yeah, brilliant. Okay, and they are called the fruits of the Spirit. And whoever is talking to you each month has got a special title. And they're called the fruit teller, because they tell you all about the fruit. So, because you've listened really well, you can have fruit teller. Would you like one?